Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Daddy. I just fucking full on die on this episode.
Yeah. That's what you gotta do, man.
That's
you gotta,
great. I love to start a recording 9 different times.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Live death on a podcast. Yeah, the it. Bud Dwyer of podcasts. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Baby, we'll pull roof. The clip.
Yeah, and now we're doing video.
We need the buds.
I'll do it.
Yeah? Wait. No.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do it on our podcast.
No, I'll do it on your podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't do it on yours.
No.
You're at home and you have a heart attack. Like, quick, bring the recording.
Hey, go down here. Bring the camera live.
Get the Zoom.
Well, the whole Brain Machine Network is in your apartment. Like,
instead of a defibrillator, you just have a little Zoom recorder. You pull that out. You're like, here we are on the podcast.
That's adorable. That's how I'm gonna
you
die.
You know how you have a defibrillator in your apartment?
Yeah, you all on the wall.
On the wall.
Mm-hmm. Like a shopping mall. They have those on the wall.
Yeah, shopping mall. You know those where you used to hang out at,
dude.
Zoomies.
Were you
I'm
a mall?
Sure.
Oh, dude, he worked.
I worked
Zoomies.
At a Zoomies.
I just said it.
Did
I
you work
know.
At a mall?
I worked at American Eagle. I was a classy boy.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I would just pretend to fold shirts for 2 hours. I had no idea what I was doing. I worked at
Wait.
Yeah, I think that was
did
that.
You not know how to fold the shirts, or you just didn't?
I didn't know how to fold the shirts, and I didn't know how to do anything else. Literally, I didn't know what I was doing. I was seasonal help, and then I got bumped down to the Gap outlet because we had a hot outlet scene in my hood. So I did the same thing over there. It's a fun little ditty.
That's why every year, that's where I go school shopping. The outlets.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good prices.
The Tanger outlets.
What do you mean school shopping?
Like back to school?
Oh, like not even like now. You still do that?
Mm. No. I said I would.
Sorry.
When I was
it's
young.
Very funny to go back to school.
I would love to go back to school.
Good
shopping.
Deals.
Yeah.
Our sizes.
Here I am getting a nice button up shirt for September 9th. That was my September 9th shirt.
Yeah. Nice little South Pole jersey.
Ooh,
PJ Maxx.
Some Pelly Pelly jeans.
Oh my God.
Sean John sweater.
Your Apostol jersey knit fucking.
Dude.
Fubu, Fubu romper.
That's a good combination of words. Yeah. Right there, man. That's just comedy. 101.
Dude, I remember there was a Vans outlet store.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my Lord.
And I'd go there and get your school sneakers every year. But I remember I got this shirt and I was so excited to wear it. And I fucking looked like a 50-year-old divorced man. It was just like a white linen button-up shirt that had tan stripes.
Uh-huh.
And
like a Kevin James bowler shirt almost.
Like a little bit. It looked like I was going bowling in Hawaii.
Got it.
That's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah. With
that's
coconuts. Good. You're bowling
with
coconuts.
And I was just like a little chubby 12-year-old
so
boy.
Funny.
Oh, my
with
God.
Like one of those. And I had one of those metal ball necklaces on.
Yeah.
What were those called?
Ball necklace.
Ball necklace.
Yes. you know the way I just said it?
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Ball. I bought a chain from a big thick-ass chain from the hardware store and made it into a necklace.
Like Rampage Jackson.
Like John Cena. And I had a WWF bucket cap. I was like, shit.
Yeah. But now it would be kind of sick.
And now it would be now, cool to come around again. Dude. I remember the first pair of Jankos my dad could afford. I got them, and then I wore them 2 days in a row, and everyone's like, are you wearing the same pants? And I'm like, no, I got two of the same pair. My sister's like, you don't have two of the same pair. Bring them in if you do. It was a big ordeal.
Bring them in.
Oh, yeah.
Show us your two pants.
Like, being poor was very frowned upon.
Dude.
I was very poor. And everyone was poor, but we were all like, I remember my mom's boyfriend, he had a truck where the bed got ripped out, so it was just like pieces of wood that they put together.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You'd pick me up, you could hear it coming from a mile away. I would dive in it so no one could see me. I was so embarrassed.
I remember
very embarrassing
in
now.
Elementary school, all the cool, because we would lunch, line up for breakfast.
Yeah.
And it's Florida, it's outside. And there's like a cool little patch of grass, and the kids would play like tag football on it, like the cool kids, like fifth graders and fourth graders. And I was like in second grade, and I always wanted to play, but they would never pick me. And literally the last day of school, they're like, oh, come over here. And they asked me, but they're like, oh, we have an extra. There's too many kids to pick from. It was me, between me and another kid. And they're like, oh, we don't know who we're going to pick. And they're like, oh, let's just see your tags. And they pulled my shirt up and they looked at the name brand. And I didn't have a name brand shirt. And that kid did. And I didn't get picked.
They picked as a name brand shirt? What kind
of
football is this?
It's
that's
crazy.
Yeah,
definitely didn't stay with me for the rest of my life.
No. I mean, that's horrific, man. Kids are dumb as hell.
Assholes.
We don't care about anything.
No.
I had one pair of Jenkos, and they were just because they were my sister's, and she didn't want them anymore.
Nice.
And so I got
and
them.
It was a skirt.
And it was a Jenko squirt. But no, I remember I wore them, and then I, you know, they were my sister's, who was 4 years older than me, so she was taller than me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I would just walk all over the backs, and they got all ripped up.
Yeah.
Dude.
And I remember one day I went away. Well, it was for a week. I went away to Boy Scout camp.
Hell yeah.
And I came back, and my mom had cut them into shorts.
Oh, no.
And I was.
You can't just make that decision on your own.
Moms love making those kinds of decisions.
I was devastated.
Yeah.
God damn.
I was so upset. And then a couple weeks later, my mom, she cut out this article from the newspaper.
And that made you cry, too.
It made me cry, too, because I was like, I don't know how to read.
Leave the newspaper alone.
It was 9/11.
And she's like, you hear about this? And I'm like, no.
I don't believe it. I don't mean it automatically.
I was like, me might want to look into it a little bit more. How did the building, fall? No, but it was an article about how baggy pants were going out of style and like straight leg pants were coming in. And I remember vividly being like, I will never wear straight leg pants. And now my fucking, you can see my cock from the back of my pants.
From the back.
So fucking tight.
I was funny, like your mom like will be like, oh, in a second it's cool in the newspaper. The kids are going to buy into it.
Yeah,
no, it takes a little while.
In the news, they're talking about it in the news day.
Yeah,
the newspaper dictates fashion. Everybody knows that.
You know how every child reads the newspaper? I'm like, here I am in there, right?
Boy. Well, this is fun, guys.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, right, man. Thanks for having us on the podcast. Thanks for having us on our podcast.
This is Pete Holmes style. You grill in. There's no intro.
Yeah, it's Pete Holmes style because we're overrated.
We're also unbearable to be around.
Yeah, yeah. I can't stop talking about his divorce.
Yeah, yeah. His wife has big tits, and that's crazy.
It is.
Isn't that one of his jokes?
Yeah.
Oh, is it one of his new jokes?
Yeah. His wife has big tits. Mm-hmm. He's like, "It's crazy because my mouth looks like a fish."
It's fun, Pete. Good for you, man.
Hey, Pete, if you heard that, that was all Diego.
That's me.
Even the stuff that I said, he wrote it for me.
I used to audition for Crashing a few times, and the lady, like, you know, I'm not that great an actor, but the lady seemed to like me. The casting, she's like, "We'll find something for you one of these times." And then one day, I went and auditioned. And then when I got in the elevator, Pete Holmes got in with me. So I figured he was like there, like watching the auditions from a different room. And I never got called back. So I figured he's like, this kid sucks. Get him out of here.
Oh.
So now I've got a personal grudge against him. It's not just his personality.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
You know what? I'm pissed off at him for not casting you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I could have been him.
Don't give a fuck about me.
I could have been Pete Holmes.
Dude, you could have played Pete
Holmes. You should have played Pete Holmes.
I'm Pete Holmes.
Yeah.
You're tall.
Mm-hmm. What's the hippie guy who fucks his wife?
Yes. I could have.
You could put a wig on. Leif.
It was, his name is Leif in the show. Not Leif.
Yeah.
We have our own Leif.
I could have played his wife with big eyes. Look how big my eyes get.
Let's just reboot.
Recast it?
Let's just reboot Crashing right here.
Immediately.
I'm Pete. You're Leif.
I'm Ray.
You're the wife.
I'm Ray Romano.
You're Ray Romano. This is great.
I get to play Ray Romano in one episode.
I'm Aparna. I play Aparna.
We just all play all the parts. This would be great.
That's good. We just start reading. That's the new podcast we're doing.
Crashing. Yeah, yeah. Where we all get drunk and read a script from Crashing on stage at the Creek in the Cave.
That was always a great idea.
Yeah.
I did one of those drunk Frasers. What a dumb fucking idea.
That's one of those.
Wait,
that was
what is this?
Okay.
Aaron Glazer, have you heard of him? Your favorite comic.
Yeah, he's great.
He's one of my biggest inspirations, and I just found out he does comics.
Yeah. The listeners might not know he was a date rapist. He was a comic.
Yeah,
we didn't know it at the time, but it spread around later.
I mean, I saw him once perform, and I'm like, this guy's a bad person.
Yeah, you can tell. Yeah. I did. So he had drunk Frasier, which is stupid. So he had to get like hammered beforehand, which I don't know who that's fun for. I thought it'd
maybe
be
the date rapist.
Yeah, maybe. That's a good idea. It's stupid.
It actually makes a lot of sense that he would get a lot of people drunk and then he wouldn't be drunk.
Yes, very strange. I had one line.
We had to get drunk for one line.
That's
so fucking funny.
Well, I was like, once we get drunk, they're handing out free like tequila bags. So I was hammered. And then I did my one line. And then I was sitting there. It was so boring. The crowd was in it. I was just audibly going, this is boring. This sucks. And I started like climbing around. I took Ari's glasses off. I broke them by accident. I stripped Ari down to his underwear. This is why everyone else is doing their other lines. Everyone was so mad at me.
Will played the dog.
Yeah.
And he was like running around barking.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah, I was there.
Will's a theater kid, so he'll commit.
Yeah.
I
it
love
was
that.
So funny. Yeah, and then it was funny watching his personality and Kyle's personality. Like,
oh, yes.
Because as soon as Aaron was telling Kyle what to do.
Which Kyle?
Ayers.
Uh-huh.
You just saw his face change, and now he's like, I could tell. I'm like, Kyle's going to ruin this now.
Kyle's
going to ruin the show, and he did. And it was so fun.
Wait, what did he do?
I think he was just like you started being like, this is boring, and then Kyle was like doing it also.
Yeah.
And then, but just like he was really, like, you were doing it because you were like, it's funny, and he was angry.
Yeah.
And it was very funny. And he kicked a bunch of people off stage.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle did?
No, Aaron.
Oh, Aaron did.
He kicked a bunch of people off the stage.
Yeah,
just being like, ugh. And then there was another one. I think Kyle got asked back, and I was like, this is crazy.
Wow.
He asked Kyle to do it again.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to remember whoever was playing Frasier. It was played by another, like, another guy, and he was so drunk before it even started that he it was like dead behind the eyes.
Oh, that was Tom Hathaway.
That's who it was. Yeah,
oh my God. A lot of names.
Yeah. It's not like anyone did anything wrong. Yeah, but he was so drunk when the show started.
That's
yeah.
so funny.
And he was
funny.
Just like he was still like reading his lines, but I was like, "There's nothing behind those eyes." It was like one of the most tremendous shit shows.
It was wild. I remember I went home with a girl that night somehow.
Yeah,
she went. I got a cheeseburger and I was dog sitting. And I dropped it in the on the elevator floor and still ate it. And she still stayed over.
Wow, that's nuts. Cool.
I'm
good
a charming, I'm a charming dude.
Yeah.
You gave her the full Hasselhoff?
I gave her the full Hasselhoff. Get out of here.
Wild hops.
Yeah.
It was great.
Drunkenly eating a cheeseburger off the floor.
There's nothing wrong with that, brother.
I'm trying to think, what's the worst? Not like, okay, so this could get almost illegal sounding very quickly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what's the worst, I guess, like worst thing you've done? And then someone still slept with you. Because that's pretty rough. The dropping the cheeseburger on the floor and then eating it.
Was probably
The thing that comes to mind, but this happened during sex. And this was while I was still in Florida.
Yeah.
It was,
and also, just so you know, none of us are rapists.
No. She was my girlfriend. It was the first time we were having sex.
Yeah.
And it was New Year's. And she had we both had a couple drinks. But I was able to drive home. Like, it wasn't an issue. And we start having sex, and she passes out.
Oh, no.
And, like, I stopped, and, like, I'm like, freaking out. I'm like, wake up! And I didn't know what to do. I shook her a little bit. And I realized that being scared and having an erection is, like, the dumbest thing. Because, like, it's, like, so in the way. You're like, I need to get rid of this.
Yeah.
And she woke up, but she's like, it was the scariest feeling I've ever had.
Damn. That's spooky.
Yeah.
I'd say the cheeseburger thing is the only thing I can think of. Just being an idiot. General idiocy.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything in particular.
It really
dick not working.
The dick not working thing, really.
Girls don't like to seem like that.
No.
It seems like it personally.
Yeah, they seem to take it personally. I'm like, this ain't got nothing to you, lady. This is just how things go.
I just want to put on record, anytime I've lost an erection with a woman, it's her fault.
Nah. That's great.
It's her fault. And not mine.
That's
not
great. At least you lost her. I can never find her in the
future. Hello? You're rooting around in between the cushions.
Is anybody down there? Down there. Nothing doing.
Oh, listen, I get it.
Yeah.
But then I'm like a really low-seated team in the March Madness,
mm-hmm.
where it's like I get in there,
mm-hmm.
and then as soon as I get in there, I'm out.
Yeah.
Right. Just nice to be here.
Yeah. Hey,
I got a t-shirt, and my name was in print. Goodbye.
My parents got to see this.
Yeah. I get like a little NCAA tournament patch that goes on my jersey.
That's it, baby.
And that's it. They're like, you got like blown out. And I'm like, yeah.
Did you go to the show?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, motherfucker.
That's huge.
Wild card.
Yeah.
You call me wild card because I can't keep it up.
I guess a more answerable question in the same idea is like, since we, we're comics, it's like, there are shows like that where it's like a very gimmicky show. Like, what's the worst gimmick experience other than that? That sounds pretty bad. Do you remember having?
I mean, that was bad. It's a lot of ones where they tell you to perform drunk.
That's nuts.
I had to do, I hosted a spelling bee one time, and there's apparently two comedian spelling bees.
I've heard,
and I didn't know. There's one called the drunken spelling bee, and there's one that's not. And I thought I was hosting the drunken spelling bee. I had no idea.
Yes.
I had no idea there were two.
Oh, my God.
So I got pretty tipsy beforehand, and then I realized it wasn't while I was on stage. And then there were, like, 50 people with microphones. It was my first time doing it, and I didn't know when to step in. And it was very strange. The whole thing was strange. I didn't think I did that bad job. I was, like, swearing and stuff and whatever.
That's a word.
I was doing whatever. And then afterwards, I got a real chewing out from the producer.
Oh, no.
He was like, you were saying filthy things in front of my grandmother. He's like, I was like, I don't know, dude. I was like, all right, I bombed. You don't need to.
Yeah.
Did you tell me not to say certain things
before
the show? It's all there.
I got a lashing for a while. It was crazy. But
I've done that Spelling Bee show a couple of times. I always go into it thinking, like, I'm doing this as a comedian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no one in the crowd cares.
Yeah, no.
They don't care that you're a comedian. They don't want you to be funny, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go up there and I'll try to, like, not, like, do, like, a bit of mine.
Sure.
But I'll be, like, trying to be funny or cracking jokes. And then sometimes I'll do a thing where I'm pretending to be way more aggressive than I am. But none of these people know me.
Sure.
So they just think I'm a really aggressive guy at a spelling bee.
Yeah.
Where I'm just, like, talking shit.
Yeah.
And, like, being mean and yelling.
Yeah.
And then I'm spelling words incorrectly. because I don't know them.
That's so funny.
That's great. Yeah, I don't know. Every gimmick show I've done has been pretty bad for the most part. Yeah.
Just let us do the thing we've been working on. Yeah. Like, what about that?
Yeah, how about that?
I did a show at the Creek a couple years ago, and it was like a Truth or Dare kind of a show, and it was four comics on stage. And the way they presented it to us, it was I figured they were going to have dares already ready for us.
Mm.
Then we're on stage and they're like, all right, audience, what do you got?
Just yell something out?
Yeah. And we're like, wait, they have to just come up with truth or dares on the spot? That's actually pretty hard to do. Like, they're going to ask us to do fucking crazy thing. And when somebody asked me to like lick a comedian's ass, a male comedian's ass, I'm like, I really don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, what's the punishment? Like, you have to take something off. I'm like, motherfucker. Like, that's... Yeah. It's weird.
Well, you loved it. You love taking something off.
I don't. Know. People assume it. It's like really annoying. That's like
I do assume.
Everyone assumes.
That's what you get for being in shape, bud.
Literally what they said to me. That's literally what they said. I'm like, I don't want to do this. That's like, that's what you get for being in shape. I'm like, motherfuckers.
You can't win.
You know what you can do?
What?
Get out of shape.
Get out of shape.
Physically, I can't.
Yes, you can.
Impossible.
It's actually quite easy. I'll tell you right now. It's a lot easier than you think.
Take my job and fucking let's see.
Oh,
take
first of all, definitely not. Dude, you should do your job but fat.
That'd be very funny. That's like anytime there's a like these videos happens quite a bit where it's like a fake black belt exposed or like fake. It's like they show the first frame of the guy. I'm like, yeah, of course, look at him. It's a guy sweating, tying his gi. Yeah, of course he wasn't a fucking real black belt.
Yeah, hey man, why are you wearing water shoes?
Yeah. You fucking capri gi pants.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Those are all fucking bad shows, but I'll never say no to anything.
No, I've started to say no. I just got asked to do a brunch show in Harlem.
Whoa.
And I want to say no, but the guy said like every Sunday. So I'm like, I'm busy all Sundays, man. every Sunday.
Church.
But it's like, fuck, it's not going to be a good situation. It's super far away.
That's
brunch?
So far.
Come on, get out of here.
Well, you have to do the math of like how long the train ride is to sit with a bomb.
Yeah,
it's
no,
like, I don't need that, man.
I don't need it, and it's not paying anything. Come on.
Right.
I'm not even going to get any free brunch.
No.
It's going to suck.
Ooh,
no,
what if you get a free brunch, though?
I'm in.
Yeah. Free stack of pancakes and a mimosa?
I've got to sit there after I bomb eating brunch with everybody.
It's like, hello, everybody.
Yeah, no, look at me.
Add yourself to a party. Oh, like, hey, how's it going, everybody?
And you're ordering, lad. You're like, Eggs Benedict. Extra hollandaise. Yeah. I'm a performer.
Did you see that up there? More hollandaise, please. Yeah. Leave the pot.
Yeah.
Let me get
a...
One pint of hollandaise.
I know you kids like your sloppy joes extra sloppy.
Yeah, it's I don't know. Every show is bad. Comedy's bad.
Comedy's bad and hard.
And it's hard, but it's fun. I was just watching this documentary before I came over here. I made a funny tweet about it. If you already saw it,
I didn't see it.
Not. So it's like everything. It'll be like these older comics just being like, man, we were like doing new stuff. We were like groundbreaking. We were like changing the ideas people have about comedy. It cuts to a clip and it's like, cab drivers smell like curry.
Yeah.
It'll be like, you ever smelled pussy so bad? Your eyes water. And I'm like, is this the clip?
It's like,
we were really turning things. Yeah. People never heard this kind of stuff.
Yeah. We were putting the artful on its head into that clip of Howie Mandel putting the rubber glove over his head.
It's so douchey.
Yeah, when comedians talk about the craft, it's so disgusting.
Yeah.
It's like, relax. We talk about our dicks.
I know. I watched one documentary recently.
Which one was it?
What was it called? I'm dying laughing. Something like that. But it was like a lot of them were kind of bootlegs. This one was kind of bootleg.
Yeah.
But it was like they spent like half an hour of people just telling how hard they bomb and how sad it makes them.
Oh,
I was
Jesus.
Like, all right, I can get behind this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go.
I like this.
How sad they are. I was like, all right, I like this.
I always think I want to rewatch the Gary Shandling documentary, and then I was like, man, I don't have 6 hours.
No,
yeah. It's a long one, baby.
I like watching it in parts, because a lot of it is like, I really like his idea of like just journaling constantly, like always having these things to look back on.
Dude,
I don't do it for comedy. I did it for fighting. Like, I have like a bunch of journals from fighting. It's like, it's a really cool thing to just open a page and look back on and be like, oh yeah, I used to have an issue. Like, I had a hard time with this technique or whatever. And like, now it's like, I do it all the time. But it's like, it's a really good, I think just to get things out of your system, writing is useful.
Yeah, yeah.
But then looking back, it's like, it could be like motivating. Cause like, oh yeah, it was hard. Now it's easy. Things will be hard and then be easy. Who knows?
Yeah. I think that's smart.
I watched that Gary Shandling documentary, and then I was like, man, I can't wait to go buy some yellow legal pads.
Oh, yeah.
And they are just sitting in my desk.
Oh, dude.
Being unused.
Well, then getting to watch Gary and Alec Baldwin box. I love that part. That was sick.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Alec beat the hell out of you.
Big fucking head. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They were not going easy. They were going, like, they're not good,
really?
But they're going fucking hard.
That boy likes to hit.
Dude, there's this guy, this writer, posted, like, a really funny thread on Twitter. I think it was whatever, however many years. It must have been like 3 years or something since Gary Shandling died. It was the anniversary of his death.
Yeah, yeah, it was a couple days ago.
But he's talking about how he was like sitting at this outdoor cafe and he was just sitting there like writing. It was the guy who wrote Men in Black.
Oh, yeah, yeah, John Black.
Yeah, John Black. He was sitting there just writing. It was Meet Joe Black. he's sitting there writing. But he worked on It's Gary Shandling's show. Mm-hmm. So he's wearing it was like a rap president. It said like it's Gary Shandling's T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
So he was just sitting out there, and then all of a sudden he looks up, and Gary Shandling's walking towards him, and he's wearing a T-shirt that says it's blah blah blah's T-shirt, like that guy's name. But the Gary Shandling just walked past him, didn't acknowledge him, and never brought it up.
Oh,
and he's
wow.
like, it's one of the funniest things. Like the fact that he didn't come back for the laugh,
is
one of the most hilarious things. Like he just kept, and he just called. Like apparently the next day he just called Gary Shandling up. And was like, hey, you want to play basketball on Sunday? He's like, yep. And then they just went through. And I'm like, yeah, man, that's fun.
That's
just
fun.
To be like, yeah, here's the joke. The joke. I'm gonna go through a lot because he's like, I don't know how many times he walked past me or how long he was planning this joke, but he went, made the shirt, walked
that's
by
crazy.
Me, and then. Did it and then
nuts.
Never
That's
brought it
hilarious.
Up.
That's
it was for
wild.
Just me.
It's
Maybe
like
he just forgot he had that shirt on.
Yeah,
the mastery sometimes can be so like the idea of jazz, like it's the notes you don't play. It's like the things you kind of avoid. What you don't say is kind of like so impressive, like in that way where it's like whatever, it's out there.
Because the joke could be ruined just being like just by waving.
Right. Yeah.
At
even
him.
That.
Mm-hmm. Being like, hey, how you doing? Funny shirt, and then you're like, no.
No.
But that's 100% what I would do.
1,000%.
And I'd video,
screaming
I'd,
to everybody.
I'd video myself making the shirt.
Yeah.
Just so make it a whole thing.
Great.
That's what you do. Welcome to a Little Time Podcast. so excited for you to be listening to us right now. I'm Diego Lopez. This is Micah Brucey.
Hi.
Hello. We're joined today. Oh, man. This is fucking exciting, physically and emotionally. A great comedian, a great podcaster in his own right. Casey James Salengo is here, everyone.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
What an honor it is to
the
be
Dirty
here.
Dirty White
little,
Nightmare himself.
Time. Yes, Dirty White Nightmare, Wild Country Phoenix, Tall Glass of Slaughter, The Weapon of Mass Seduction, The Pale Face in the Morning Moonlight, The Captain of the Ship, El Capitan. Welcome you aboard, matey.
His face has got so red. I love it. Oh, man, Casey.
It doesn't take much to make my face red. I've got poor circulation.
Yeah. I mean, you're so up there.
I don't have enough blood to get through all the things. My hands will just go numb sometimes. Does that ever happen to you, boys?
No.
Yeah, it happens a lot, boys.
No. So does my foot.
I watched Killing of a Sacred Deer. You ever watch
Dude,
it?
Dude, yes.
That's movie. Crazy. I watched it last night, and the kid was like, I can't get out of bed. My legs are numb. I'm like, yeah, that happens to me every morning.
Yeah, jump on board, kid.
Yeah,
it's like this.
Drag yourself around for a minute.
What you got to do. What you got to do is you got to move in with a very loving woman and have her rub your legs every morning.
Get the
legs.
Blood going.
Get the blood going.
Rub the legs, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you expect him to get a fucking hard on. He can't get his legs working.
I know,
it's
man.
Different.
It's too much blood. It's not going to reach there. I get a boner. My arm goes limp.
That's how it works.
I got it.
I'm surprised it's not working.
One or the other.
Yeah,
I got a solution.
Vision goes away.
What?
You should start carrying with you a syringe full of blood.
All right.
And when you want to have sex, you inject the syringe full of blood directly into your penis.
Dude, Diego, give me yours. You're
you got
good, it. That good
I
blood.
Got some blood.
That healthy
extra,
Latin blood.
Do you have extra blood?
Yeah. I think so. My body runs hot.
Yeah. I can
My
see
dick
it.
Always works.
I can see it gushing at your cauliflower. Let me cut one of those boys open and drink it.
God, there was a fight recently where someone got their cauliflower kind of ripped out a little
it.
Bit.
Ugh,
I saw that in the first ever Kimbo Slice. Sanctioned fight.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a lot of fights before that. But... Yeah, he popped some fucking guy's cauliflower or some doughy farmer guy.
Yeah.
What's in there? Just fluid?
No, it was fluid. And then because the cartilage will crack.
Yeah, sure.
And then it fills with blood and pus.
Yeah.
And then if you leave it alone, it just hardens, but it does get smaller. Because like when this ear cracked, it was like out to here. Like it was huge. And then I drained it with a syringe.
Oh, Jesus.
And like they just still, like, I trained, I wouldn't stop training. That's kind of the key. You just stop training to let it heal. I wouldn't stop, and then it just gets hard.
Well, it's pretty fucking cool, man.
Thanks, bud.
I have a joke that it never gets laughed. I don't know if people know what cauliflower is or it's not funny, but I talk about old Polish men having cauliflower face.
Yeah.
And nobody likes it.
No one,
What are you going to do? It's just got that puffy, weird face.
Kalkanen had a joke about how, like, for it's such a tough thing, cauliflower ear is like a really goofy name.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you got, edamame knees? Come on.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Kyle. That's
dude, that comedian who's a professional and has been for a long time is fucking funny.
Do you want to get into our first segment?
Yeah,
we have segments?
Segment.
I was wondering. I'm like, there seems to be moments where it's like, am I supposed to say something?
We just started doing segments, so I think we're kind of like figuring out how it feels.
Yeah,
and
it's
like
grooving, moving.
We got to do like hand signals like a third base coach.
Don't talk that ear. I don't need to see anything pop.
Our first segment. we're all going to take a step into the
Corner. Do you have an energy drink? Can
yeah,
I have one?
Yeah,
we're all going to try it. We're all going to try it together. It's one we haven't tried.
This is awesome. I love energy drinks.
This is a weird one.
This is Uptime.
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 Oh, my God.
It's a whiplash.
It's a mental, physical energy drink.
Mental and physical.
Yeah, man. Awaken the senses with a refreshing and sparkling blend of natural orange, lemon, and lime flavors.
That's
it? Our exclusive blend of ingredients will help you perform at your best. Uptime, how energy should feel.
Wow.
This comes in like a weird, that won't open.
Where did you get this?
At the deli. It really won't open.
You got it?
No, I don't know.
Let me take a crack at it.
You want to take a crack at it? It comes in a big metal can like it's a oh, damn it. It comes in a metal can like it's a beer at a baseball stadium.
It's pretty rad, man. You got that. What did you say? I didn't listen. I was too focused on opening it.
I'm sorry. It's just, it helps you perform at your
You
best.
Got it at the Dollar General?
At the deli right on the corner over here.
It looks like Alpha Brain in a can.
Right, yeah. It's weird
an
looking.
Interesting taste.
It looks like a can of hairspray. It's like matte black.
We're all taking big sips out of the same bottle. It kind of tastes like carbonated, melted ice pop.
Oh.
Like the Otter
pops. Casey's really taking it in.
I'm getting notes of taurine.
What are the legs on that?
Ooh, that's nice.
It is actually pretty good.
Smooth. Oh, it's smooth. All right.
This one's made with cane sugar.
Cane sugar.
That's actually really good.
What about Undertaker sugar?
Yeah.
You know what? That's
right.
A really good joke.
That's great.
I'm just mad about it because I didn't make it.
Yeah, your face got so mad. Like, it's bad, but not like that, man.
I took me a second because I was like, that can't be what he meant. But it is
what he meant. Yeah. The Brothers of Destruction.
Nice. Hell yeah, baby.
Brothers of Destruction energy drink.
That's good.
Oh, that's fun.
I used to get the WWF energy drink from Walmart.
There was a WWF
energy drink? Oh, yeah, baby. I used to crank that shit.
It's so funny how like we could like if something is branded and we love what the brand is like, I'll buy whatever
so
it is.
Stupid.
I'll
try anything. Yeah, I bought anything.
Anything.
That was their wheelhouse. I was buying lighters. I didn't smoke anything. I buy the TV guide because I had fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin
guide. A Bellator fighter just walked out for his MMA fight as Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Really? Oh yes, I saw it. It's so cool.
You like leather vest?
Leather vest. Shaved his head.
Wow.
With a goatee?
Wow. Damn, he went
jorts.
The full way.
He did the whole thing. He did like the full thing.
And then he didn't do the stunner at the end?
No, he
a different guy. I saw another guy do a stunner after his fight.
That was a different guy. He didn't walk out to the Stone Cold. That
would have been
crazy.
The guy did a stunner in his fight?
In
or
his
did
MMA
a,
fight, basically.
He did a stunner
on his manager or whatever afterwards.
Oh.
Oh, I'm thinking of something else.
Oh, he did his actual stunner in the fight?
This guy did like a, it was like a weird, like he went for a throw, but he fell.
Oh.
And it just looked like a stunner.
Very cool. Hell yeah.
Like screaming.
Because there was also, we're on Uptime.
We're on
now.
Uptime. Yeah,
we gotta rate this.
There was the dude who won a MMA fight in the last year with a figure four.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome, man. That's hard to get in.
Yeah. I like that.
I really like
great.
Uptime.
That's very fruit punchy.
It's very fruit
punchy. What's happening to my phone?
You're getting a lot of text messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
too many women are like, oh, I want to see your blood-filled penis.
Let me see that blood.
If a woman texted me that, I'd throw my phone into the ocean.
Ooh, fill my penis with blood. And you're like, what's up?
What?
All right. Oh, yeah. So we rate these energy drinks on a scale of 1 to 5lightning bolts.
Okay.
5 being perfect and you'd drink it every day. I just made that up, but I think that sounds right.
Yeah, that's sure.
And 0 being you'd only want your enemies to drink it.
I'm going to give it a 4. I don't want to give it a full 5. That seems too too much because we haven't drank all the other ones.
Yeah.
But it's smooth. It doesn't have like a weird aftertaste.
Yeah.
I feel like you can drink it and not feel like
the
gross.
Cane sugar really kind of cuts it off.
I'd say high chuggability.
High
sure.
chuggability.
What's your 5 energy drink just so we can base it off? Mine is Full Throttle. I love Full Throttle.
Ooh,
it's
I've
very
never had
that. It's not sold many places anymore,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like orangey. It's delicious. Cool.
I think Red Bull is my standard. I don't think it's a 5.
I think my favorite is the yellow tropical Red Bull.
Ah,
that's your
fun.
Favorite.
That's
sure.
the best one.
Okay.
I'm giving this a 4.5.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
I'm going for it.
I wanted to hate it because it looks so stupid.
I thought it was going to be like very natural,
mm-hmm.
which
very
means
natural.
It would taste bad.
Supernatural.
Supernatural.
Spooky. Mm. Undertaker.
Dead man. Dead drink walking.
I just have my eyes rolled back. And I sit up really fast. Yeah, 4.5 for
Uptime.
That's
for a fucking good one. Should we take pictures of them for the
We should probably do a lot of stuff that we don't do. We should probably promote this.
Let's turn it around, Mike, so I can see it. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Do you guys have sponsors on here?
Yeah, Uptime.
Uptime?
Now we don't have any sponsors. No one likes us. People, actually, companies pay us a bunch of money to not say their name on this.
It's pretty good.
It's reverse sponsorship.
Tommy Hilfiger.
Planters.
Planters.
We're talking about the, we keep talking about the cans of Planters cheese balls.
Oh, yes. I like those. And a can.
Yeah. I love a nice can of cheese balls.
You're going to lose that money now because
yeah, I know. I talked about it. Yeah, can you bleep out where I said Planters cheese balls, Leif?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I had the other day that really blew my little socks back? Where it was a spicy dill pickle, a flaming hot dill pickle Lay's potato chip.
Whoa.
It was delicious.
That's so many flavors.
So many flavors.
It was so much flavor. It's quite a ride. it was like hurting me, and I couldn't stop shoving it in my mouth.
In my head,
so it
feels like one of those chips that come individually wrapped.
No, I know. It should have been. It was so that elegant.
Yeah.
Fuck, it was good, man.
Did the flaming hot, it didn't cancel out the dill pickle?
No, so the dill pickle was good, but it's like a very spicy pickle. I don't know if you had one of those before, but it was like intense.
Yeah, spicy pickle.
Anything, pickle's my favorite food. Anything pickle flavored, I'm in.
That makes sense because of your who you are and your ethnicities.
Unbelievable. Wow. What's your favorite food? Fucking tacos? Asshole.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. Tacos are very good.
They're fantastic.
I just made a quesadilla before I came.
As an Italian American man, my favorite food is somebody else's wife's pussy.
Thank
you.
Your mom's lips.
Thank you. Okay, well, let's not do that. We're going to go after my mom 2 episodes in a row.
Good boy. Okay. We're a week away.
All right. Week away from what?
Well, the last episode to the listeners was a week ago.
I thought like your mom's anniversary was a
good yeah, for the time I kissed his lips.
I call my birthday me and my mom's anniversary.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Well, it's me and my mom's 30th anniversary. Can you stop coughing?
I'm dying.
What's going on with you?
I was sick last weekend.
Really?
I still got some residue phlegm.
What were you sick with?
I think like cold.
Yeah.
It's a little cold-y.
I'll get you this time of year.
I feel like it's either a cold or food poisoning. I don't really know what the difference between a cold and the flu is.
Oh, yes. But flu is much more intense. I had the flu a couple weeks ago.
It's much more intense.
It was terrible. I was as sick as I've been as an adult. I couldn't even move.
Jesus.
Yeah. I couldn't walk out of bed. It was when I was moving into my new apartment and like by the last few things,
God.
I was like, I can't do it anymore. Walty's like, you look bad. I'm like, you look bad. Shut up.
That's how you do it.
I had to host the Big Weird that night and baby, I was red and sweating.
Oh, Jesus.
It was terrible. So I'm glad you're over it and you're feeling
better.
Yeah,
man. I feel like I have a pretty good regimen now, like knowing how to get better, and none of it was working and it was driving me nuts.
Mm.
Do a lot of gargling salt water.
Mm.
That helps.
You're a healthy man.
Ginger
so
shots.
Really upset
ginger
you.
Shots. Oh, yeah, dude.
I feel vaguely sick all the time. So I was
right.
Like, this is fine. This is just a notch down for me.
Yeah.
I feel like you get sick often.
Yeah.
And then me, I'm fucking running through life.
Yeah.
Never sick because I'm never well.
Yeah.
Never sick because I'm never well.
I run my body into the floor and also I'm around children who are disgusting.
Yeah, run my body into your mom's fucking pussy.
Oh, my God. Guys. Guys,
no, I just mean I have sex with her.
Yes, fine.
It almost felt more like you're trying to have her birth you so we could be brothers.
Oh, that's sweet. I thought it made it sound like your mom and I are like hockey rivals and I body check her a lot.
Oh, that's sick.
No,
yeah, yeah.
That's
dude,
cute.
She knows hockey.
Nice. Oops, sorry.
She's dropped.
Would you hooked one of the cameras?
What percentage would you say that your parents watched you play hockey?
Oh, dude, what's 1%? Shoot, they draw me off, which I really appreciated.
Your parents are the 1%.
Yeah, my parents are the 1% of supporting their children. I think this happened once, and my dad came to one of my hockey games, one of my high school games, and he didn't really ever do that. And there's a one point where he like went like, "That's my son," and I was on the bench watching him say it to another child. I was like, "All
hilarious.
Right, it's sick. It's not." I don't blame him. You have a helmet. Our names weren't on our jerseys.
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It'd be very funny if your dad walked into your game and then saw what it was. He's like, "Oh, I'm in the wrong place." I was trying to go to a different hockey rink.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Hilarious. My mom came to one of my soccer practices one time, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Just the practice. Never went to a game.
Yeah.
No.
I got hit with a ball. We're doing shirts and skins, and I was on the skins end of it, which is not good for me. I got hit with a ball. I went, ow! And then afterwards, I had to go meet her at the bar down the street. Kelly's. And she's like, "You really yelled loud, and that ball hit you." And I'm like, "All right, well, you're not invited to practice anymore,
yeah.
Mom. You fucking
bitch." Was she smoking a cigarette while on the field?
Probably, yeah.
I love that.
I imagine she was.
It's so funny to me when I see parents just like, I don't give a fuck.
It was the time when he could. She's just smoking like the car, and we'd be like, can you roll the windows now? She's like, it's cold. And we're like, all right, that's good.
Good point, Mom.
You're a very smart lady. Yeah, she didn't care about her well-being too much, but God bless her, you know.
Is it you, your sister, and another sibling, or just
brother.
Your brother?
Yes, yes. They're all older, my brother, and then my sister's the oldest.
Okay.
Wild ride.
Okay. She didn't come to train.
She didn't come to train?
Yeah, you said your sister wanted to come.
Oh, yes. Well, she didn't. We just ended up getting drunk a lot because I couldn't really tolerate being around her that much. Mm-hmm. Not because it's fun to be around her, but like she's here for like 6 days.
Oh, that's a long time.
And it was just like to the point where I was like, I didn't know. It's like it was too long to entertain someone.
Dude, it's the most exhausting thing is having people visit New York and you have to like go here and then let's walk to this thing.
Yes.
I don't care, man.
God damn, it's just a lot to be around someone. Yeah. I need like a few hours a day to not see anybody just be in a cave. So,
hung out
I'm sorry we didn't come. We were thinking about it. Yeah.
I hung out at the bar with you and her the other night.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That was the last night. We were definitely. I yelled at her the next day because she unplugged my PlayStation. That was the final straw.
Man, nothing changed. Nothing has changed.
I couldn't take it. I was like, this is it. Oh my God. I screamed.
Is she single?
Yeah.
That would have taken off her hands for a little while.
Yeah. I was trying to get somebody to.
Have you seen her?
No.
She looks exactly like me.
She looks
smaller.
Like Casey with a wig on.
Yeah, I'm so in now. I'm even more in.
Yeah. No,
and, I'm not saying that she's unattractive, but she looks like Casey with a wig on. So whatever that makes you feel is how it makes you feel.
Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy, you could. I would have loved it.
No, thank you. It's the highest honor, really.
Her and I bonded over talking about how our teeth fell out. It was nice. We had a nice walk through the bar and we talked about how our teeth fell out.
Yeah, that's great. She's a sweet lady.
Yeah.
That's great.
If anyone wants to date her, go ahead. I'll give you her digits, her social security number.
Yeah. That's what helped me get in
touch. You want to date her? You know, first, you got to steal her identity.
You got to become her.
You get there from the inside.
Yeah. That's what you got to do.
Another segment?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. I thought the conversation was still going well.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it's fine. I guess it's just your fucking podcast.
I'm sorry. I host a podcast, so I'm always like just pushing through the next thing.
Yeah.
You know, Will and Patrick are my co-hosts, so like they're not going to steer the ship.
Yeah, not at all.
So I'm always getting anxiety.
They're all.
I'm really sorry.
It's fine. Our next segment.
Stowaways of a podcast.
It's a segment called.
Why'd you tweet that?
It's called Why'd You Tweet That?
That's great.
And we're going to go through your tweets.
It's most of my tweets. All right. I'll
ask you why you tweeted it.
Most of them I don't know. And I'm like, God, if you saw the ones I deleted.
That's something Mike and I do. There's a new trend of comedians believing in themselves, and that must be stopped.
Yes.
Well, what happened? What's going on?
I just see a lot of people just like speaking positively about themselves, and everybody's very hyped up. And it just annoys me because I think. I like my comedians with a certain base level of self-loathing.
For sure.
Personally, but I guess that's no way to live. I guess there's a new thing in society where it's supposed to be like happy and positive. Did I say happy?
Yeah.
I can't even say the word.
But it makes sense.
I can't even
say
the word.
Happy, yeah.
Happy. And positive. And it's fine, but it's just like, I just like kind of, not depressed, miserable comedians,
sure.
But like just kind of self-loathing, a little bit of
bragging isn't funny.
Yeah, bragging's not funny. Just like
I'm trying
to be
funny.
Yeah,
man,
it's not working.
Being on Facebook and just people are all constantly like, "Did my show last night?" Someone's like, "You're the funniest person." I'm like, "Yeah," and they're like, "Yeah, you're the best comedian I've seen." I'm like, "Yep." And I'm like, 800 likes. I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Yeah.
And I'm over here like, "I cut my cock off for fun last night. I haven't had a show in 9 years, and I cut my own cock off." And everyone's like, 8 likes.
Unbelievable. One wow face.
Tweet number two. I love when someone has made a hard decision about their picture face and they could not be more wrong.
Yes. I see a lot of people make specific faces.
Dude.
My cousin does this, my little cousin. She made this face in every picture. It's like. And I just want to be like, sit it down and be like, honey, what happened? Why is it? This is not the one.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you guys noticed this one on Instagram or anywhere a picture is posted? A hot woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
They do a thing where they smile, but their tongue is like.
Yeah,
on the back of their
I see that a lot.
It's like on the back of their teeth a little bit, and that's how they like.
I think they're like trying to make their bottom lip look bigger because you know they've sat and practiced this in a mirror.
Oh, dude,
before.
Yeah, a ton.
That's like one of the 5 types of hot women you can be on the internet.
Yeah, and they think you won't notice.
Yeah. I'm like, put your fucking tongue away.
Your tongue, yeah, absolutely.
Looks like your tongue's too big for your mouth.
Tom,
it's so strange.
Tom Papa has that bit from his half hour in the fucking 1994 or whatever, where he talks about like becoming a teenager, then finding your picture face because like you got one right and you're like, oh, that's it forever. And he does his act out where he's like turned around and he goes,
yeah.
And he does his turn back.
That's great.
And
that's
he fucking nails it.
I guess I ripped off a Tom Papa joke.
I meant to tell you that.
Did you?
Nah, a little bit.
I have a joke that's pretty similar to Tom Papa's
joke.
Then.
I think it's
fine.
Different enough that
it's
fine.
Different enough.
Keep it going. Okay. That's why one thing I love about my girlfriend is that she tries to make herself look as ugly as possible in pictures because she thinks it's funny.
That's one of the
that
types
really,
of
that really endears her to me.
That's one of the types of hot girls.
Yeah,
oh,
online.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
It's hot girls who so there's tongue out, the tongue in the mouth, smiling hot girl. There's make yourself ugly on purpose, hot girl. There's the zoom in the picture too close.
Oh yeah,
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 yeah.
And then the best one is they don't have social media.
Yeah, that's good.
Fucking crazy.
What was the purse lips? You know, just like dead eyes, but like pursed, slightly pursed lips. That happens a lot.
This one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or there's the subsect of that one where their faces always look wet.
Yeah, their faces.
Oh, the glossier.
I think we're all talking about one specific person.
I think I'm talking about a bunch of different people. I think I'm talking about a bunch of different people. Life, we have to start the episode over.
Third tweet. Stand-up is a hard gig that makes you doubt yourself and isn't very relevant unless you say something offensive, but at least the pay is bad.
Man, you really found all my ones. Those are my darkest times.
Yeah, I like those. Those ones I like.
I've decided I'm going to stop tweeting negative things about comedy because I think I got in a place where I was getting a little bitter.
A little bit.
And a little bad. When I was like, it's just because, you know, I'm very poor and I'm doing moving and dog walking, so I was getting tired, and then I tweet something negative about comedy, and it's the only thing that would get like a bunch of retweets.
Of course, but because everyone else feels that as well.
Yes, yes. People feel it. So I like talking with my friends, but I also don't want to. While I do enjoy the commiserating and the self-deprecation, I don't want to just wallow in that.
No, it is fun.
It is weird telling stupid jokes. We could literally be doing anything.
We could, exactly. But it is, I think, a very important thing to vent, is to let the pressure out in some way. And Twitter's great for it. And there's one, I think I wanted to talk about this one more. We have to talk about it more, but there's a tweet that Mike and I were talking about the other day, the one about how everyone on High Maintenance looks like people that are cast that would be mean to you at a party. And we're like, that's exactly it. Like, it's like, I know these people.
They don't just look like it. It's specific people. And it's really hard for me to watch his shows. I'm like, oh, that guy's mean to me. Oh, that son of a bitch. I was like, I can't watch this. This is really taking me out of it.
HBO specifically.
Yeah,
this last
weird.
Year
HBO, yeah.
Has like, there's a couple shows that I have a connection to, either like that, where it's people I know personally, or there's things I could have gotten that I'm like, oh, I can't watch a show now.
Yeah, it
and,
sucks.
Like, this fucking sucks.
It sucks.
I've also been up for a lot of things. Done a lot of auditions.
Things don't have to be about you all the time.
Yeah, Mike.
Then what's the point of this podcast? Is what I ask to you.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's annoying comedy. People only pay attention to it when something bad happens, but most of the time nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody
gives a shit. If we're just idiots talking, and then like somebody says something offensive. I guess one thing, this is going to be controversial. It's not, it's like.
Just don't say the N-word, man.
Never mind. Next week. No, people were, people were tweeting about Lucy K going back on stage, and of course it's bad or whatever, but he was like something, he was telling jokes. He'd tell jokes about those Parkland shooting kids. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's bad. And then his next topic, they're like, and now he turns his sights to 9/11 victims. And so it was just some dumb joke where he said, and that plane was in 9/11. And it's like, you know how many punchlines I've heard where people just said 9/11?
Yeah.
It's like, you just picked one thing.
It's a bad
thing.
Hey, man, go to one open mic.
Yeah, I was like, and write an article like, these are serious things. So it's like, God, when people just take it seriously, but nobody actually cares the rest of the time.
It's so
annoying.
You're like, I've heard 9,000 jokes about someone eating their mother out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're like, and I wrote 8,000 of them.
It's also I'm listening to my own sets.
Yeah,
8,000 good jokes.
Well, I think it's the idea. The problem is that the normal person thinks that every comedian writes a punchline because they want to state something about the politics of the world. No, sometimes it just fucking works. It, like, math-wise.
Yeah,
that's all we give a shit.
These are
we
funny.
Just want it to get a laugh sometimes.
Yeah. So, Casey, before when you said FUBU romper, what did you mean by that?
Right.
Politically.
I meant that it's for me. I deserve it.
For them.
Why don't I get special clothes?
For them.
Anyway.
For me.
I want to
White
wear
History
clothes.
Month. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, it's true. It's
that
like
Parkland joke was funny though, man.
Yeah, it was just like
a fucking
the
funny joke
wasn't
man.
Funny.
I thought it was funny,
but the premise was funny.
Fine. And I was like, clearly this is something that's just like working out. And I was like, this is anyone would say this dumb shit, but it's like it's funny to just take. There's a thing where comedians just take a like subject and like, what if I thought the opposite thing of this?
Yeah, exactly.
That's literally
figure
his
out
entire
a joke
career.
Yeah. So everyone's like, I can't believe he would say this. It's like if anyone else said this, you wouldn't think it was.
Say, hey, man, have you listened to? Let's say any of his other jokes.
Yeah, I know. Like, Jesus Christ.
It's and also, so he didn't do anything wrong. And also, my stance.
The icing on the cake. His views of abuse are not a brain machine network.
Okay, but just think about it.
A little time is up, baby. Turn it off.
A little time, ALT, Alt-Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Wow. Alt-Right podcast.
Yeah, they're changing the name. It's his name. He picked it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I picked it on purpose.
I'm a Hispanic man, okay.
Yes, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of me too.
Casey Shannon.
That's our next segment.
Yeah, what the fuck did you do this week? Yeah. No, that's fucking
those
great.
Those are my tweets you want to talk about?
Yeah, just 3 tweets. I mean, great. Yeah, 4, actually.
I got a lot of tweets. I got another one?
No, I'm saying we hit the 4th one with the high maintenance.
Oh, yes. And then I felt bad also with the high maintenance thing because then I saw some people I'm friends with, like Carmen Christopher and like Julio Torres, and decided I didn't want to make them feel bad. So I almost deleted it. But then I woke up, got a lot of retweets. I was like, well, we're going to have to burn some feelings today.
Sure.
I need 14 retweets.
I think the average person probably liked it in terms of like they didn't know that it's
personal.
Yeah. No, I was like, that's what these people look like. Like yeah, look like, for sure.
Sure.
I like when I have asked a woman out on a date and then she says no very politely and then she goes on to be very successful and I'm mad about it.
No.
Yeah. And I go like, you fucking, instead of an Emmy, you could have dated me for 3 months. Instead of getting an Emmy, I could have ghosted you.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
What do you think about that?
Huh? Would that have been a good time for me? Not you at all?
That would have been nice.
That's great. Beautiful time, boys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's the way you do it.
All right, we got another little segment coming up.
That is beautiful.
This is great. I love segments. This is
fun. We fucking move it along, maybe.
Tell me something good.
Oh, my God. This is great. How'd you make these little things?
I got a little app.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. I love apps.
Thank you so much. No, you explain it better than me.
Jesus. All right. So tell me something good. The idea is that, like, we're not great at, like, being like, oh, this good thing happened without having to, like, present it. It's like, well, I'm not trying to brag. I'm not trying to be, like, a big timing and everybody. So we want to be better at just being honest with nice things and good things that are happening in our life. So tell me something good is a moment for you to tell us something that has happened in your life recently that is good in any way, in any capacity.
Recently.
With no caveat of being like, I don't want to brag.
God, recently. I mean, it's been, God, not much has happened.
It just feels like the background just turned into the True Detective interview
part. Yeah.
It's like in the future.
I mean, this is making me sad that it's like recent. Thanks. I'll find a way to take any good thing and make it bad.
Well,
so I'm
sure.
It's
a very comedian-esque.
I got some new jokes bubbling.
That's cool.
That I'm excited about.
I haven't seen you perform in a while, I think. I realized.
Oh, really? Yeah,
I haven't seen
you
in a while.
Yeah, I'm still around. If a lot of people have come to me lately, like, where are you been? I'm like, I'm still doing shows.
You're still doing
shows. I don't know.
I think what Diego was saying is that you're not a comedian anymore.
Yes, I'm not a comedian anymore.
No. Well, you just don't, like... you don't go to mics anymore.
Yeah, so I started going back to mics because it was like I realized my joke production was really slowing down without the mics. So it's really helped. I only got like 2 or 3 a week now.
That's fine.
But
I think
definitely. Yeah.
But yeah, especially if you have other spots, that's like.
Yeah. More than that. Let's see.
New jokes is good.
Things are going great with my girlfriend.
You moved in.
A lot of fun. We moved in
together. How's that new apartment going?
It's lovely.
That's
really
sick.
A treat.
I haven't been invited over. Yeah,
I don't like inviting people.
Yeah,
over.
I stayed there.
Oh, you did stay
I
there.
Did
huh?
stay
how
there.
Was
oh,
it?
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
It
was nice.
Yeah.
I really like that. That like space off the living room.
Yeah.
That's like was like an office. You guys can use that as like an office space.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Oh, can I bring up a funny thing that
please.
I haven't brought up to you yet?
Yeah.
This is funny. So I got back and I don't know. I noticed after you left the the toilet seat was cracked in half.
Did I do it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't know.
I had no idea. How it happened. I wasn't mad. I didn't know how to bring it up with you.
I didn't know
embarrassing
I did
it. Yes.
That's
I was
so
like, I don't even
funny.
Know how this happened. Like, you know, it's like a circular thing. So on one corner, it was just snapped in half. That
I
sweet
no
Italian
idea.
Ass. I
my big, thick Italian ass broke the toilet seat. I'm so sorry. Would
it's
you like
all right.
To replace
I was
the
just
seat?
Shocked. I was like, I don't even know how this happened. But yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah, way to go, man. I'm sorry to bring it up here.
That's
I was like,
fine.
I'm never going to say it to him, and now I'll just bring it up on a
podcast.
And,
I think this is the only place that's
it's
acceptable
okay.
for
yeah,
you
yeah,
to
sure,
be brought
sure,
up.
Because it gets a good laugh.
So that's a good thing. It's kind of my
that's
life.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I notice a lot of times toilet seats will break sideways because people just fucking flop. Because you cut an angle to sit down.
Yeah.
And too much momentum laterally. And people just like, it knocks that screw off.
You got to ease onto it.
You got to stand in front of it. Pause.
I'm
going to
say that's why.
You
I'm going to say that's why.
You're just
it brought.
Tossing yourself.
You're a busy guy. You got things to do.
Yeah. I'm so busy.
You're from the next room, just jumping.
Yeah.
The
I was. What happened was I was trying to run away because your dog was trying to suck my dick.
Yeah. She's licked my dick before. It's not fun.
That's sick.
It's a strange world.
Sure.
You know?
Why'd you hold it up to there?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. You got to see what happens. See how she feels. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting... anyway, things are going great. I guess... What?
I'm trying to think of.
Wait, we're still on Tom's
thing. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of like one really good thing. Nothing great has happened, but a small amount of good things. So okay. Thank you, folks. Right. I appreciate your time.
All right. Giving else? I don't think we kind of
it was, this episode was great until that part for me. Yeah. I really liked that until I broke the toilet seat with my ass, apparently.
Sure did.
No. I mean, it's been an hour since we recorded the last
one. I know.
Getting sleepy. Whenever we do two in a row, by the end of the last one, I'm losing steam.
No, not sleepy. Just
no, because we drink a lot of energy drinks.
We drink energy. That keeps it going.
Gone?
The uptime.
Take that little, we'll take that last
I'll tell you, man. Nah. Uptime is the Uptime best thing that's happened the best to me one so far. In the last hour.
I wanted to hate it too. It looks so stupid.
You know why? It kind of looks like hairspray.
I said that.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Okay, but imagine I said it.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was good. Like,
thank you.
You hit the spray part better than I did.
No, hairspray.
Dry shampoo.
What a world.
Mine will be that my birthday's on Tuesday. That's cool.
That's
hey,
nice.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy. 32.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't look a day over 31.
You look. No, you look anywhere from like 20 to 40.
Yeah, I'm a real.
Yeah,
big
yeah. You could be a hard 20, or like a hard 40.
Yeah, right. You're hard.
Yeah. I did. I'm trying to do like audition stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like they're like they'll give you an age gap. I'm like, I think I fall into that. I'm not in that age group, but I think I fall in there.
Yeah.
And it's like, send him a picture. Who gives a shit? Say yes or no.
I recently started getting like dad role. I was like the dopey like guy in his 20s, and now it's like befuddled dad.
Doofy, dumbass, fucking idiot dad. You're like, all right, let me put all those words.
Plunger.
You're like, I got grape juice on my shirt. Do I eat it? And
then my head stuck in a computer tower.
It's so crazy how every commercial is like, well, this husband has surely lost all brain functionality as soon as he became married.
I know. Well, that's people get mad about that, but that is me, so I can't get mad.
Yeah,
that's funny. That's what I do. I don't know.
This guy seems like he'd be cool to hang out with.
Who wrote this? Every woman I've dated?
Okay,
that's the way to do it.
What's going on with you? What's good with you, Mike?
Nothing.
He's got every week. He's fucking got nothing.
But I said something nice last week.
Yeah,
I made
you
say
good
it
thing every week.
Oh, and life's good all of a sudden. All of a sudden, life is good.
The whole point is to find something. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Find anything to be happy about, to be positive about. Life is hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh huh. That part I agree with. Yeah.
So fucking make up things that are be good about.
Make it up.
Not make it up, but like focus on a little thing that's good.
Camo shirt's cool.
Come on.
Got a cool camo shirt on.
Hair looks great.
My hair looks great. I need to get a haircut.
Opening for Bobby Kelly once in a while.
Look at that. Cool. There you go.
That is kind of fun.
Fucking
performing
Black
at
Pussy
the
Cat.
Fat Black Pussy Cat.
That's very fun.
Blah, blah, blah. You get to sit at the comics table?
I do.
Wow.
And people keep looking at me.
Oh, of course they do.
Yeah, they
know I'm not supposed to be there.
You have a picture of you on stage. You're just holding it. Nope.
Great.
I go
a
in
Polaroid.
And the guy's like, "You here for the show?" And I'm like, "I'm on the show." He goes, "Yeah, but like, what are you doing here?"
Yeah,
we're all on the show.
Sure.
It's a show called Life.
Yeah.
But and I'm like, it's really philosophical for a bouncer.
He's holding a Kafka book.
I bet you every bouncer is smarter than me, but I know they're not.
Not every, a lot.
But a lot
a
of them.
Decent amount.
Yeah.
A strong amount.
Yeah, I'd say that. I can't talk about this on the podcast. Never mind.
No, all right.
Okay.
It's like a work-related thing.
Right.
I'll tell you.
Sounds
I have a job.
Good. Yeah.
I have a job.
I'm burping for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Wait, what's today's date? A good thing is tomorrow, my health care kicks in.
Hey. Oh!
My health insurance kicks in.
I'm going to punch you in the stomach and
please
go to the hospital.
I mean, I still have to pay for it little bit. It's not free.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it's not free.
No, that's cool, man. But still, that's good. I'm so psyched you have this new job, by the way.
Great,
I have health insurance.
So happy.
Thank you.
Get those ears closed up.
Yeah. Ooh. And that's elective surgery, though, so I still have to pay for that.
You get elective surgery. just come here.
Just sewed up.
I'm real smooth.
Dude, that'd be fun. Just get my ears chopped off. Mm-hmm. I just have holes.
Very you smooth. Ever heard of Mark Chopper Reed?
Is that he chopped his ears off?
Yep.
And was that his real last name?
His nickname is Chopper, but like a motorcycle.
Yeah.
He's a fucking crazy prisoner. He's like Bronson, but for Australia.
Wow.
Okay.
Just fucking crazy gang guy. And he was in a prison, and some of the gang members were going to kill him. And he's like, please, you know, put me in another prison. These guys are going to kill me. And they didn't believe him, or they didn't give a shit. So he cut his ears off to be like, look what they did. You got to get me out of this prison.
Yowza.
And they moved him to another prison.
I could have done one.
but he's like obsessed with symmetry.
Ah, sure. Yeah. I mean, it probably looks better for sure.
Yeah.
He's the Pablo Picasso of prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
There's a really good movie about it, and Eric Bana plays him.
Oh, I know that one. The one where he was holding the gun to his head with the silver tooth. I'm supposed to. I haven't
so
watched
sick.
It.
It's Jim
but
Diesel. Never mind.
I have it on DVD somewhere, but it's like a bootleg DVD, and
it
doesn't look good.
Hmm. Whatever. We'll watch it.
Let's watch it.
Let's watch it.
I love that.
You love it.
But why don't we have a movie night?
We're both very busy.
Okay.
Wow.
And we do live together.
Media cop out.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We hung out a lot this morning and watched television together.
That's nice.
But not a movie
night. But it's not a movie night.
I mean, Will has movie nights.
That's television day.
I came over. I walked over one night.
That was the one time I was invited. Him and Patrick.
Oh, really?
Always
yeah,
do
they're
stuff
always doing it
together, and I'm never invited. And we're in a group text together. They're always making plans in front of me. I need better. I need new friends. This
I feel like you.
Listening.
I feel like you could be
friends.
Like, hey, I
want to
be in the movie night too.
Well, I'm usually busy, but anyway.
Well, that's, yeah, you have. I think their main thing is like, no, well, you're the one that gets booked out of the three of us.
Yes, yes. So, I'm very successful.
It'd be funny if you came over to our side of the house.
That'd be great. Oh, I want to do that just to stick it
to
them. Just to make
them
feel bad.
Oh,
I'm
we'll
have
laughs.
We'll watch all the Fast and the Furious movies.
Hell yeah.
Can we do it in like Star Wars order, the way it's supposed to be watched?
Yes. Seven,
you
three,
start
five,
third, yeah.
One, one and a half.
Oh, Mike's dead.
<That's great. laughs> Yeah. That's fun. Right.
That's sick.
Love it.
All right, we'll do that. We'll have a movie night. All listeners are welcome to come. Do we have anything else?
Yeah.
No, Marie, that's
do
just
you
last.
You don't have any questions, right?
I don't have a question. No, not with
you. All right. I got
it.
I
have some questions.
I got it.
We have listener questions sometimes, and I'm pretty sure I just burned through. Oh, no.
You got one?
Oh, these are bad ones.
Whatever.
Have you seen each other's
listener pee-pees? Questions.
Toddy asked us, have you seen each other's peepees?
No.
I saw Eli Uden's dick the other day at the bar.
Oh,
yeah.
Sick. Why?
Pretty nice. I walked in the bathroom.
Oh, okay, bathroom. Okay.
And he was like, the door was open and the urinal's right in front of the bathroom, and he just had his dick over his pants and his dick. I'm like, close the door.
Yeah.
He goes, it's dark.
He's a big dumb idiot, too. What do you make of famous Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown being traded to the Oakland Raiders?
I think it's going to be great for the Oakland Raiders. I think it's going to be great when they become the Los Angeles Raiders. I think it's going to really bolster support from their fan base.
And a lot of LA teams. All LA NFL. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Every team. The LA Patriots. The
LA
Giants.
Dolphins. That's very funny. I don't give a shit about football. I think football is boring, and it takes too long to watch a game that lasts 14 minutes. And Antonio Brown, that's a good name, so I'll give him that.
Yep. Pretty cool name, boys.
I think Antonio Brown should be on the Cleveland Browns.
That's fair.
It would make a lot of sense.
If your last name is the name of a team, you're on that team.
That's why.
I think it's cool. The Raiders are the only team that let the players have sex with the cheerleaders.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's the only team where it's not illegal.
That's so sick. Cool.
You know, I'm fully supported that. I'm a Raiders fan.
I'm a huge Raiders fan
isn't
now.
That great?
The Raiders, cool. The cheerleaders get fucking screwed over. They have to pay their way to like hotels and
I know,
shit.
It's
like,
fucked up.
It's crazy.
Right. I mean, they are unnecessary.
Not,
they should just pay them or just cut the whole
cut
idea.
Cut the whole idea.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit.
Yeah, literally, nothing's happening.
Indentured
there's a guy
servants.
In like a big head shooting a gun. That's
that's all you need. T-shirt gun. We got to get a t-shirt gun.
Or a regular gun.
How much does a t-shirt gun cost?
Okay, here's the thing.
What is the thing with you all the time?
You do have a thing all
here's
the time.
Here's the thing. Let's get a t-shirt gun. Let's fill it with bullets.
Yeah.
And I'll fucking put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to look at the website called t-shirtgun.com.
I'll tell you right now, I know how much a net gun costs.
How much is that?
$800.
That seems expensive,
but
man.
It shoots a big net the size of a person.
$1,600.
For a t-shirt gun?
The Bleacher Reacher Pro.
The Bleacher Reacher Pro.
I didn't realize how good the name was until I read it out loud.
It's Mike's new nickname.
The Bleacher Reacher. Because I stand underneath bleachers and I go up there and I try to finger fish.
There's a T-shirt Gatling gun for $4,000.
That's what the one.
Oh
I want.
My god!
Yeah, this makes
that's
I mean, not
so
anyone
sick.
Can own that, so that makes sense. Yeah.
That looks like the what's that? Ultimate Gladiator? What's it called?
American Gladiator.
American Gladiator. Yes. Or that a tennis gun?
Oh,
I wanted
that
so
I
fucking
that
much.
Show so
I
much.
Want it to be an American Gladiator more than most things.
Yeah,
in my life.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot
Blaze,
of work.
Nitro.
What about this fucking dune buggy with a T-shirt Gatling gun?
Damn, how much is that?
That's gotta be fucking.
That's gotta be $95,000.
That's sick, man. That's I feel like Elon Musk owns that shit.
I feel like it's just an addition to an already existing truck.
Oh yeah, probably.
I also feel similarly.
but cool, it'd be pretty fun to have that truck or any other kind of car.
Car would be cool.
That'd be nice.
I wonder.
We did a podcast.
I wonder how long it's going to take me in my life to get a car.
Dude, we're never going to get a car.
No.
Never.
I don't
you
even have
can
a driver's
license. Halfsies on a car.
We could go halfsies. We were talking about it'd be funny if we had a smart car.
That'd be great.
No one else can join in.
That'd be so drunk.
Or a what's that thing? The spider.
Oh yeah, a T-Rex.
Oh, yes.
The two wheels in the front and the one in the back.
Oh okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna do a web series where we one of our videos went viral and we made a bunch of money once, and then like we just spent that money on like a T Rex.
Yeah, or,
like,
a great. Spider,
and, like,
we took the drive around. Yeah,
I love it. I love it.
Casey, we're you know, our fans, they love when guests are here.
Plugs.
What are your plugs?
You can find me. When's this come out?
Tomorrow.
Next. Not this Thursday, but the one after that.
All right, so nothing to plug. My album, Wild Country Phoenix, is available on all platforms.
Wow.
You can listen to
fantastic album.
The Good, the Dad, and the Ugly, and also on Brain Machine Network. You can listen to first Friday of the month. Come to the Secret Loft for the Big Weird Comedy Show. If you can see, get tickets for that on my Instagram, Casey J. Salengo. Mm-hmm. Twitter, Casey J. Salengo. That's it.
I'm pretty sure if you listen to his album, you can hear Mike and I laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In there.
One time.
Ha!
The only laugh on the album.
But it's nice that it's us.
It's us. Yeah.
It's nice that we're the one laugh.
The first time I was listening to your album, you walked into me on the train.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, listen.
Spooky.
And
oh, yeah, no, it freaked me out.
Yeah, like, I'm going to kill him. I'm listening to a voice over me going, I'm going to kill Casey.
I was, because we were there at the recording, and I don't think this is an insult.
Mm.
But
I wouldn't say it then.
No, it's just, I thought it was so funny because so you did the "Where Daddy Gonna Sit" joke, which I'd only ever seen comedians really like.
Yeah,
and crowds always were like, "Why
hated
is he screaming?"
It. Hated it.
But at the album recording,
it
like demolished.
Yeah,
like it went
so
over
remember,
almost better than any joke I've ever seen.
It's so weird. It bombed so much. And then when I did that, and when I did the half hour, that joke killed so hard.
Yeah.
At that point where I made those T-shirts, and people keep messaging me to want to buy them. So it's like, I want to make more T-shirts to buy them, but I'm not going to do it at the show because it's like, it's going to bomb.
Yeah.
I'm selling these shirts of a joke that just bombed.
Yeah.
It's a very strange joke.
Yeah, I remember you even, I think, on stage, you were like, well, I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah,
I should have put that at the end.
I ended it there. I had like 20 more minutes.
25 minutes an album. That's what you get. Really can't recommend the album enough. Please go listen to it and buy it. Follow Mike Abruzzi at Mike Abruzzi. Follow me at This Diego Lopez, BrainMachineNetwork.com, and at Brain Machine at Instagram and Twitter. We are also a little time on Instagram and Twitter. A little time pod on Instagram and Twitter. If you have any questions, or if you want to send us your tell me something good, a little time pod at gmail.com. 5-star rate and review. We love you so much. Physical sex with you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight,
bye. Baby. Woo! Good stuff, boys.
I got so much pain.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.